At the outset, we would like to welcome the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, His Excellency Mr. Kim Woon-soo, with us here today, and thank him for his opening remarks. We'd also like to thank Dr. Ricci for his inspiring presentation, which shed light on very useful ideas, and I'll try to build on them. Mr. Chairman, regardless of the method chosen to work towards nuclear disarmament, an overarching legally binding commitment to take the required steps forward must be put in place. Such a commitment could be in the context of a treaty or a comprehensive convention dealing with the nuclear disarmament, or a framework agreement under which other instruments would be elaborated. For the government of Egypt, we continue to endorse the commencement of negotiations on a nuclear weapon convention which would aim at the realization of the total and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons within a specified framework of time under effective multilateral verification and control. Yet, if necessary, a first step towards that objective can be the negotiation of a treaty banning the production, possession, development, transfer, and use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. This approach is indeed based on certain denominators. One, all NPT parties, including the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, have repeatedly committed themselves in formal statements and under international legal obligations to pursue in good faith nuclear disarmament and, two, the elimination of nuclear weapons. Two, the mere existence of nuclear weapons continues to pose a threat to the very survival of humanity. Three, renewed international focus on the catastrophic humanitarian consequences which would flow from the nuclear detonation, either deliberate or none, and the fact that we are living in a world of near misses and that states and organizations are unable to face or contain such consequences should lead to an international effort towards the achievement of complete nuclear disarmament and maintain a world free of nuclear weapons. Four, these international efforts take as their starting point the fact that the only guarantee against the nuclear detonation is the total elimination of these weapons. We agree with Dr. Ricci that the first step can be to initiate a process of delegitimization. Such process requires repealing the legitimacy of nuclear weapons and diminishing its prestige, and as we said yesterday, to give it the bad name it deserves. It is our conviction that the delegitimization process and the experience of the 1925 Geneva Protocol leading to the Chemical Weapons Convention can inform initiatives for nuclear disarmament. The basis for this approach stems from existing international humanitarian law and international law which prohibit the use of weapons that cause disproportionate, widespread, long-term consequences. We would like to seek Dr. Ricci's views on the legal value of such prohibition treaty as a standalone instrument, or is it better to be a first step within a well-defined legal framework? In other words, is there any possibility that we define the roadmap for nuclear disarmament starting with this treaty, or is it premature to talk about that in the meantime? Thank you.